That's right. If you have a little issue or two with your personal vehicle, your car, truck, or van, and want a little analysis from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll get that done for you. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Jenny Long, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Nice morning. We just flipped over to 71 degrees officially in the Twin Cities on our way to 80. We've had, again, still warm weather. Heard that report from CBS News about Seattle reaching 100 degrees. I think it's, what do they say, the third time ever in history. So
wow.
We definitely are in the midst of a heat wave yet for a lot of the country. Now, at Lloyd's, you're dealing with air conditioning again. I mean, it's been probably quite a busy few weeks for you guys, right?
Nonstop. Denny Long, we are that those air conditioning machines are running all day long, and we're servicing air conditioning nonstop. And I'll tell you what, people are glad to have it with this hot, dry weather. They're sure glad to have their air conditioning.
Absolutely. By the way, if you have any kind of a question, car care question, keep in mind that Dan Burns will be with us for about another half hour or so. So don't wait. Just by only join in on the conversation, either by phone or by text. It's that same number to get either. 651-989-9226. I was thinking, not to push the seasons, Dan, but I was thinking about windshield wipers. Blades, and we've talked about that quite often over the past years. And I'm looking at a text about that. But I'm thinking, I must admit that once in a while when I've been in a hurry over the years and there's frost on the window, yeah, I know. I should clear that off first and then turn on the wipers. But no, of course, I was in a hurry like some of us are. Here's a text that says, my car guy says my 2011 Terrain needs the better windshield wipers, which cost $32 each. Is that a good idea? I mean, I think you and I have talked about it. It's in many cases, you get what you pay for, right?
I kind of think it probably is worth it, Denny. The wiper blades are actually kind of complicated when you look at the structure of them and what you expect them to do and how long you expect them to last. And for a wiper blade to take and cover the span of distance that it does on your windshield and apply pressure evenly throughout the whole length of the wiper blade, and you expect that blade to stay sharp and clean the wiper or clean the water off for years, or at least a year usually, you're asking a lot. And so when you think about all that, yeah, $30 a piece seems like a lot until you think about what you're asking it to do. And then I think, you know, if it's once a year that you have to replace them, that's probably not a bad deal.
I don't know about most cars, speaking of just mine, but my car, specific personal car, is has two different sizes. So it's not like the old days where you just, you know, get the same pair and you slap them on. Is it best to replace both now if I look and say, hey, you know, the passenger side looks really good, but maybe I should replace this, at least that's something, but I suppose you should really replace both, right?
Well, I think you probably should. That I certainly do, and I'm kind of a nut about it, as I am about most things, and I probably replace mine sooner than I have to, and I probably replace them with the best ones that I can get. But I, you know, it's true. If you want to keep the costs down, the driver's side is the one you look through, so for sure keep that one working and clear. And I'll tell you what, Denny, some of the wipers, you know, of course, with every service that we do, wipers are one of the things that we check. And the condition of some of the wipers and the lack of clearing that is done when you turn them on, I don't know how people drive in the rain. I mean, it's, well, of course, we haven't had any rain, but when it rains, I think it's probably dangerous to drive with wipers the way that they are on many cars. And so you don't think of it as being a big deal on a car, but it's dangerous to drive with wipers the way that they are on many cars. And so you don't think of it as being a big deal on a car, but it kind of is. And it's kind of important and it needs to work well because you need to see where you're going. That's a really big deal.
Now, obviously, you have the opportunity in your shop to change. Not that you can't do it at home, but I mean, you do it quite often. How often would you recommend just us folks change their wipers?
Well, keep an eye on them. That when you use them, see how well they're working. But certainly, at least once a year. I probably do mine twice a year, but I think at least once a year they need to be changed. And it's one of those things that they get worse slowly and subtly, and then you put new ones on, and it's like, wow, what a difference! And so, you're really glad to have that. So, pick a season, and during that season, probably in the summer sometime is when it's the easiest to do. Then put some new wipers on and get shape, get back in shape.
Yeah, that is it's your eyes certainly, and you need it. 651-989-9226. That's our phone number. It's also our text number. Dan has helped us out here on CCO for many years. What do we figure? At least 25 or more now, 25 and counting. So if you have to bring in your vehicle for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and something is wrong with it, and you want to know maybe what could be ailing, call us or text us before Dan leaves us at around 7:45. So do that now. 651-989-9226. For your text or phone calls for Dan Burns. All right, let's take a break. 71 degrees in the Twin Cities, showers on the way, and along with our high of 80. That's for the Twin Cities today. Stay with us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with the ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Exactly where in St. Paul are you guys located, Dan?
Well, we are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45. So if you have any kind of a car care question, do not wait. Call in or text in like a lot of folks are doing right now at this number, 651-989-9226. That's for either a phone call or a text. Speaking of which, Dan, this texter says, need to replace the battery in our 2018 Sierra. Which season is harder on the battery? I'm thinking they're waiting to. Should we do it in the summer? Should we do it in the winter? What do you think?
Yeah, well, you should do it in the summer because it's way more comfortable.
Yes.
To do that. But I think that it's equal, Denny. The difficulty that batteries has, it's extreme temperatures for sure. But I think extreme heat and extreme cold are pretty equal. I'd say we sell just as many batteries in June and July as we do in December and January. And so I think that that just the extreme temperatures in either season are hard on batteries. And one tip, if you're planning to change your own battery, make sure that part of that process is cleaning up those cables real well when you put the new battery in, and also be sure that you get the battery cable clamp down on the battery real secure, and then make sure that that's tight so when you get to extreme conditions and you have a new battery, you want all of that power getting to the car, and of course it needs to get through that clamp on the battery cable to get the power to the car, and that's very important.
Now, speaking of which, do those clamps get corroded like they used to do many years ago? And if so, how do you clean them?
Well, we at Lloyd's mix up a little mixture of baking soda, which is opposite of battery of acid. I don't understand the exact chemistry of it, but it works. It works like a charm. Warm water and baking soda and sprinkle that over that, you know, brush it in with a stiff brush and get it all nice and shiny clean again, and you'll be back in business. You know, Denny, especially in the wintertime in severe cold, cars will come in on the tow truck, and more often than you would think, all that's wrong with them is the battery cables are dirty, and they just won't allow enough power through the system to get the car cranking over in that cold weather. And you clean up the battery cables, check the battery checks fine, but the power is not getting through the cables.
Thank you to that texter who also said, thank you, love the show, we appreciate you listening. 651-989-9226, a listener heard us talking about windshield wiper blades. Does Dan recommend factory or aftermarket windshield wiper blades? Thank you. What do you think about that?
Well, both are good. You know, the aftermarket ones, you have to be a little bit more careful to get the right ones. They're way more reasonably priced most often. But the original equipment ones are the ones that were actually engineered for the car and the shape of the windshield. And so, you know, if you want the perfect fit, that's probably going to be it. But you'll pay a little extra for that. So not that the aftermarket blades don't do a good job, because they do. We sell most often, that's what we sell. But like I said, the engineering of a wiper blade is more complicated than you think. And so to get them to work just right, the manufacturer is the one that has gone through that process of engineering them, and they're going to fit perfectly.
And just as an aside here before we take a break for weather, if you have not purchased really good wiper blades in a long time, there might be a little bit of a sticker shock, right, Dan?
Yeah, that's true. They're expensive, and sometimes they're a little more complicated than you think to get on, too.
And that's true.
If the wiper blades have been on for a long time, they get stuck on, and then you get nervous that you're going to break something taking them off. But at any rate, if you need any help, just stop into your shop, and they'll be glad to help you with that, too.
All right, very good, Dan. Let's take a break. Let's look at that forecast. We're expecting some showers, much-needed showers, or maybe some thunderstorms today. So stay with us, and we still have a few more minutes and maybe another quarter hour before Dan takes his leave today. So if you have any kind of a car, truck, or van problem you want to get at least analyzed on the radio, call us at Texas, 651-989-9226. 71 degrees now, weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. I think we may have lost Dan, unless he's stumped. I don't think he is. We'll get Dan back on the horn. Just as
wait. There I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I touched the mute button with my cheek. You know how that works?
Oh, I've done that. You bet.
So, you know, the pluses and minuses of 88 octane gasoline, I'm not sure exactly which gasoline that is, Denny. And I'm not sure how they accomplish their octane. Nowadays, oftentimes how they do that is with alcohol or with ethanol. And I'm not sure if that's what they're talking about or not. But if it is, the alcohol or ethanol that they're putting in gas nowadays, cars are certainly designed for that. And so it's just fine. One of the complaints about ethanol is that it produces just a little bit less energy than petroleum gasoline. And because of that, you can find that you might get a little bit less or a little bit worse gas mileage. But beyond that, it certainly works fine, and the cars are designed for it. So if that's what they're talking about, that's just great.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, Russell. Here's a text, I know we just have a few minutes to go here. It's a 2015 GMC Acadia with all-wheel drive, and the texter says, when turning the wheel sharply, either forward or reverse, it feels like something is binding or rubbing in the front wheels. Dealer looked at it, can find nothing wrong. Do you have any ideas? It came from Rick in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. without specifically looking at it and driving it, if the dealer didn't find anything wrong, I wonder what the feeling is. Or sometimes you have to go for a ride with them to show them what you're talking about. But that being said, when you're turning sharp in either direction, one of the things that makes a big difference is that all four of the wheels are turning at a different speed in order for that to happen. And for them to all be turning at a different speed, there needs to be slip somewhere. There needs to be slip in the differential. There needs to be slip in the transfer case. And if there's something going on in the differential or the transfer case that's binding when you're doing a turn like that, then that might be what you're feeling. And that might be as simple as changing the fluids in the differential and the transfer case. Some of the manufacturers even have an additive that they have you add to the differential or the transfer case to eliminate that feeling of binding. But that's a common thing on an all-wheel drive vehicle. And we see that quite often. And like I say, oftentimes the solution is just changing the fluid.
Okay. Let's see, there's another text. Oh, boy. Well, we'll do what we can here with the time allotted. This texter says a truck battery was dead after I left the lights on, took a couple of jumps, and left it running for 30 minutes to maintain the charge. Do you think the battery could be damaged now and possibly die again on the road? Look in your crystal ball and tell us.
Well, that's not good for a battery to have it go dead and to go completely dead like that with leaving the lights on. That's not good for it. But if it was a good strong battery before you started, and you drive it a long ways, 30 minutes is not enough. But if you drive it a long ways on the road, the alternator should be fully capable of recharging it back to capacity. And if that is the case and you started with a strong battery, it should be just fine.
Let's see. I think we have time for one more. And again, you can't comment on certain dealers or shops. But this shop, whether it be a dealer or not, said they charged, this is a text, by the way, charges $100 to perform a service to coordinate the new battery to the car. What is that about? Says the text.
Well, believe it or not, that's true. And it's complicated. It's expensive equipment, and that's what it takes. But it's a fancy, different type of battery with a fancy, different type of system, and it requires programming to allow the car to properly identify the battery, and so that it can measure everything properly with the running of the systems and all of the computers. And to do that, it needs to know exactly which battery is in the vehicle, and the only way to do that is to program it. So that's true. I'm not sure what kind of car it is. There's a few different ones that the manufacturer requires that, but that does happen. It's not as simple as just stuffing a battery back in a car. And you have to be very, very careful on most cars nowadays that you get the right application and install the right battery.
So you have variables there.
Yeah. You know, Denny, back in the old days, it sure was easy. Now things have gotten very complicated.
Absolutely. All right, Dan, I know we have to get out of here, and we will invite you back here next week for another show. But in the meantime, if folks do need some help, some assistance from Lloyd's, how do we get in touch with you guys?
Well, give us a call. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. Or best of all, come on over. Take a look at us. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Outstanding. All right, Dan, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on CCU. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready for the 8 o'clock hour. Smart Garden follows Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us.